Do they make a video for JB Bickerstaff tonight?
Oh, absolutely. Won't they?
Yeah.
I think they will. They're a class organization.
Unless someone gets hurt, like what happened with Kyrie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, you don't want to talk about that.
No, you don't.
But if you
I mean, he didn't die. He played in basketball later on. He's
if you think about
player.
If you think about JB, like he was, and I thought this all along. I was saying this 3 years ago when the love affair was still going on with JB. I'm like, he's the coach to get you to the next coach.
Yeah,
that's exactly what he did. And if you think about it, like Kenny Atkinson is known as an offensive coach. They are going to hopefully build on that defensive identity
if
that this group kind of took on.
If I were him, I'd be pretty frustrated tonight. There would be. He gets it. He's a lifer in the NBA. His dad, the whole thing. But there has to be a tinge. I think what's the spread tonight? Do we know right off the top of our head? I think the Cavs will probably smoke them. I mean, they got the same core four. They should get out and run. They should get out and gun.
Like 10.
It's 10. All right.
Tonight.
So if Evan, I mean, it's early in the season. So if Evan Mobley goes out and he just does another performance like he did against Toronto, another bad basketball team where it's 25. And he has, you know, 19 in the first half like he did the other night. Like if you're JB and you're walking back into the dressing room, there has to be something like, man, I got him there, and now I gotta roll up my sleeves and begin the entire process all over again. Because that's what it was. You were getting accountability. Like I look at JB and I'm not nasty towards JB Bickerstaff. I have no ill will towards the guy. I only met him once and he was a delightful person. He was a guy who had to take him exactly what you said. You needed to build some credibility. Remember, you were coming off of John Beilein. And that was a guy who was a remarkable college basketball coach and a well-respected college basketball coach.
Had away with words.
And was a walking punchline on the sidelines in the NBA. Yeah, I picked up what you said. So you had to get some legitimacy. And JB brought legitimacy there. And if I were JB, if it were me, I'm like, man, I got you to this level, and now you cut me, and I'm right over immediately with Detroit, and I'm in. They got some young pieces there. They got a couple of excited pieces, but it's like, man, I have to go all the way through this again. And then for JB, one of the more frustrating things is if it goes, he was here 4 years. If it goes your way and you get him there 4 years, it's probably going to go the same way in Detroit.
Yeah, that's
like
where he is.
There are so many guys who just get handed these positions where it's like, all right, you build, and then we find someone else. All right, you build, and we'll find someone else. It's
but
the same
at
thing.
Least the NBA is a league where you don't get two chances. Maybe like the NFL, you get maybe two, very rarely three. Right? JB could do this for the next 20 years.
Well, if he's known as a builder, that becomes his. Yeah, that becomes
he'll
his.
Make
MO.
A lot of money.
But I think you also get a little bit of a reputation. We're like, okay, you're known as a builder, but will you always be able to have your players' attention because they might know of you as a builder? If they don't know who you are, like they're always going to be younger players, and younger players know way less than we do about sports. Yeah. I'm talking not just people in the room.
Sports
I mean,
knowledge.
Yeah, all you guys driving. I mean, they know very little of your team when they arrive here. Very little. You have a very well-versed history. They have no clue. And they might not have any clue about some of the coaches that are there. That we've talked about for years. So if you get JB Bickerstaff, say you are, I don't know, the Chicago Bulls in a couple of years, you get JB. All right, well, he built in Cleveland. He built in Detroit. Now he's here in Chicago. Like, what are we really trying to do? So at some point, maybe it falls apart for him at some juncture. But he's made a hell of a lot of money being a builder, and he's still making a hell of a lot of money up in Detroit.
I wonder if Evan Mobley really did make this amazing leap over the offseason. Like, Kenny Atkinson's going to get all the credit for it, even though where was Kenny Atkinson most of the offseason?
France.
He was in France.
Foie gras.
He wasn't even working with Evan Mobley.
Andre the Giant.
But obviously, Kenny Atkinson came in and...
Foie gras.
Obviously, he came in and dictated to his staff and everybody what he was looking for, right, from everybody. Like, do we just think JB Bickerstaff was not ever challenging Evan Mobley to be... more of that unicorn?
I think he probably did. I just don't know if he... Like, so, I don't know if Evan was ready.
Right. So that's what I mean. I don't think he was either. I think it was pretty clear he wasn't ready.
You'll know this, and this is such a weak connection. But if you... oh, God, I shouldn't even do it. I'm going to do
it. You've already stepped
I'm going to do
it. Let's go.
No, there's... If Evan's not ready, he's not ready. And if you're like a person who coaches high school football or youth football, you can look at somebody and go, okay... they're going to be there, but they're not ready yet. And they're not going to be ready for a couple of more years. I got to get them to that next level. How do I do it? And I have some time. Evan might be ready now. He was not ready 2 years ago.
Yeah,
he wasn't ready.
But you know,
he hopefully was starting to get ready towards the end of last year.
You know how we, the media, you know how fans will all react to this. They will all say it was never going to happen under Bickerstaff, and it only could happen under Atkinson. And is that going to be...
Call me out on that. Make sure I don't. You might get me in a weak moment somewhere in later winter.
I saw it already because...
Well, that's one game. That's silly.
And on the very first play, obviously, they went right at Toronto. Again, bottom five roster, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
Mobley was looking so much more confident. He looked like a man amongst boys all of a sudden, as opposed to the very lean, very frail, maybe not so confident, maybe not so sure of himself, kind of a sloppy dribbler, had some good instincts, but maybe his body hadn't caught up to that. And then it took one game, and he looks like a different guy.
Yeah, and that is part of what he has to deal with. But hold me to that, because maybe he would have got to it with JB. But I can't guarantee he wouldn't have got there with JB. It just didn't look like it was going in the right direction with everybody else. I didn't think that JB was the problem necessarily with Evan Mobley's maturation. I think they tried to force the issue with Evan, if anything. But I think with everybody else, it started to become a programmatic non-fit. And these things happen over 4 years in the NBA.
We see a bunch of hugs tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course you do. Yes.
Except one guy in particular.
Yeah. His name's Jared Allen.
Yeah, there was a little bit. Now, again,
he might poke him in the ribs a couple times and go, see how it feels?
Again, he never specifically called out Jared Allen, but it was in an interview when he was helping out during the postseason. I think JB was working on maybe a media career, but he was on a radio show, I think, with Getzeiler.
Yes.
And
Sirius NBA Radio.
And he was talking about Luka and how Luka was willing to play through anything, including ribs. And he kind of went out of his way to mention that.
And he did.
Our guy who played under Bickerstaff last year and had... We don't know how similar the injuries were, but in that general area, and he did not play.